Well,
how you?
Third week out here in the boonies.
How you like this?
Hot. The couch?
Yeah.
That's an upgrade.
Yeah.
Definitely an upgrade.
I was driving back. I was scouting out to see if there are any arcade bars around here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But there weren't too many. I was surprised.
No.
But I saw this on the side of the road. There's actually just a dude standing next to it, and he says, "Slap me and take the couch."
Really?
Yeah.
Slap me?
Yeah.
Like a free slap?
Yeah. And I said, "Do I have to? Can I just take the couch?" He's like, "Nope. Gotta lay it on." And I smacked him clean, and then we loaded the couch in the truck, and we came here.
Thought it was going to be like one of those TikToks where it's like the people are like, you know, fucking get a stick of butter and do like a river dance and you win like a prize or something like that. You know those TikToks?
No.
What the fuck?
People are standing on like
what
a
algorithm
like a,
are you on?
Yeah.
Yeah. All sorts of weird shit apparently. But the like on a college campus, a guy will be standing there with like a sign, they won't talk. And people read the sign, they're like, "Okay, I'll be back. I'll be back." And then they run off and you see them like come back, stick of butter. They're like, do whatever.
Oh, yeah. I have seen those.
I thought you were going into that kind of route of like, so that's unfortunate that you couldn't be a part of a viral trend.
No. No, this guy is just a freak.
It's weird that you, on the side of the road, you found such a clean couch. That's what makes
that's
me
it
very,
appears
very
clean, but I do feel like we should blacklight it. I feel like that would expose probably a lot more. It
blinds your eyes.
Yeah.
It looks white, clean, but it's completely soaked in cum 100%.
So we got, it's pretty crunchy. No, it's all right. It's all right.
It's supposed to be crunchy.
I got socks like
that
this.
Way from the factory.
So there wasn't any arcade bars?
No, there wasn't. I was
speaking
sad.
Of cum, dude. Yeah. No Chuck E. Cheese's or anything?
No.
Hmm.
Which, you know, by the way, we didn't get to talk about this in person. Power Play in Kansas City. I'm surprised you've never been there.
It must be new.
There's no way. It looked old as fuck in there.
Okay, dude. That's probably just local Midwest business.
Do you live in Kansas City?
Yes.
Well, maybe he just hasn't been to every single place in Kansas City. No, you don't.
It's pretty big.
Where do you live?
Dude, why the fuck would I tell you that?
You live in Texas. You're
on my barn. This is where I live, dude.
Oh, yeah, right.
I live in this hellish fucking cartoon landscape.
Where are we right now?
You're in
Where did we crash land even? I don't even know. I know
it's like halfway in between Billings, Montana and like Space Jam land. That's what the fuck this is.
Yeah,
it's like,
clearly.
Okay.
It's like kind of fun, but it's also kind of not.
Yeah.
It's like you guys being trapped here. It must be an inconvenience, but I live here, literally. So.
Yeah.
Have you done any work on the ship?
A lot.
Okay, that's good. And what have you done?
Curtains.
In the ship?
In the ship, and outside the ship.
You have interior and exterior curtains that you've installed.
I've been watching a lot of home television.
Oh.
HTV, is that what it is?
HGTV.
Oh, home and garden television.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you noticed that on that channel, there's always a pair of twin brothers that are, like, fixing things?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I didn't know that was what evolution planned for.
Yeah.
Twins.
A typecasting.
You're going to be great at interior or exterior design. Yeah. And they're always, like, 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
Always has to be. Kind of strange.
And real estate agents, too. Why do they come in pairs as well? Twins.
Yeah. I don't know.
You a big HGTV fan?
I'm not.
Oh, okay. I really enjoy it.
That's why his curtains at home suck.
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about Power Play.
Yeah, speaking
because,
of calm, let's
oh,
talk
yeah,
about
go
Power
ahead,
Play.
Let's talk about Power Play.
Well, to me, I would have thought you'd have been like, oh, yeah, I grew up here because all the art on the walls of that place looks like shit that you would come up with.
That is pretty dope.
This is in the center of it. A carousel and a funnel cake booth.
Look at that. Hot dogs.
Damn, that's sick.
Yeah.
This does look like a monster truck rally or something like that.
Dead center.
I've never been there.
Cycle through. See if there's any pictures of the art.
This looks like your spot, dude. Funnel cakes?
Funnel cakes. Hot dogs.
Yeah.
Pretzels. Corn dogs. I go inside, just eat dinner if I play. And I leave. I don't want any games. I just want the food.
Yeah.
Pizza looks pretty, I mean, not as fucked up as Chuck E. Cheese's, for sure.
It's pretty good. So on all over the walls, they have these crazy ass paintings. They're like,
oh, I've seen that place. I've seen the outside of it. There's never anyone in the parking lot. That's probably why I've never been inside.
Yeah,
it looks abandoned,
dude. Oh, it's not. It
was
goes,
it packed?
It goes off at Power Play.
Yeah, right.
On a Saturday?
Yeah.
We should go. It's actually wild.
Okay.
Because we went there Saturday before one of my shows, and we were for sure like, we should be able to pop in for an hour just to fuck around, hit the go-karts. There's a 2.5 hour wait to get on the go-karts. We could not believe it.
Must be a popping place.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like at first you were making it. That's pretty horrifying. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Dude.
They're like going to a prop designer. They're like, it's a big monkey.
Yeah.
He's red and he has like a fishing outfit on. Dude. How tall is it? 12 feet. Yeah. It's made of stone. Dude. We're going to chip away at it every day until one of the arms falls off and crushes a child.
There's a wall of sea animals and they all have human faces. But
I love that, dude.
But they're not human faces like Thomas the Tank Engine where they're sort of endearing. They all look like. Like 65-year-old, like hot rod enthusiasts. Like,
it's all of the grandparents that neglected their children at Power Play.
Yeah,
they steal their soul, and it's like the essence. It's like a fucking like soul tree or something like that,
dude.
So their face, you just like a dolphin just appears on the wall, and it's like a human face, that person's face, and they're trapped there forever.
I need to find a picture of this because I think you're joking, but I'm not even laughing because that's actually how it felt in there. It felt creepy.
I thought that you were going to say Power Play was like, you know, like the new hip, like hipster bars. It's meant for like, for nerds to go out and drink like one beer.
Yeah, a barcade.
It's really fucking loud. Yeah, yeah, okay. A barcade.
Like in New York?
Or anywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, they're everywhere now.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I went to one in New York. That's why I said like in New York.
Oh, okay.
I went to one like 2 weeks ago. And my fucking friend, the guy, the bouncer, kicked my friend out because he had a Juul and he vaped. And he kicked him out. And I was like, hey, man.
Not here.
Yeah, can I get my friend back in? He said, look at the sign, dude. And it said, no vaping. And I was like, oh, but, I mean, maybe he didn't see the sign. Can you give him a warning? He goes, dude, it's Saturday. No warnings on Saturdays. Like, no warnings on Saturdays. You have a no warning rule on Saturdays?
That's a great
no warnings. And I was like,
if it was any other day, even Sunday. If it was 24 hours later.
We do two warnings on Sundays.
It is actually. It's a very lenient day on Sunday. Yeah, we actually smoke crack on Sundays. We don't vape, but we do smoke crack. And we do all sorts of crazy things.
And I was like,
I just think barcades are the worst mix of. It's like alcoholic culture and nerd culture come together, yeah. And it's the worst of both sides.
Yeah, it is.
Of like an annoying loud bar that you can't hear anybody, and then it's just like crowded and just sweaty.
Yeah. People that are annoying about booze, too, because it's most often like a craft beer. Like they have like 50 taps.
That's the problem, is you go in there and some guy's like, you know, some big fat fuck is playing the Simpsons game.
Yeah.
And you hear some guy yelling, what IPAs do you have?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're like fucking screaming over each other.
It's the type of guy that'll drink one beer over the course of like 2 hours.
It's so warm.
And play pinball the whole time.
It's the warmest beer like, imaginable.
There's nothing worse than a warm IPA.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Yeah.
It just tastes like fucking piss. Oh, Jesus Christ. So this is the wall.
Yeah.
At, what's it called again?
Power Play.
That's so fucking scary.
That's sweet, dude. A little cat. Yo, look at that. Freeze frame on that cat in that submarine. That's a cool cat.
Creepy.
Super creepy. Fish. He's thinking about eating the shit out of that fish.
He's like, what's down here?
Yeah.
That fish has a totally different sense of what's going on here. That cat looks horned up,
yeah,
man.
Dude, it wants to fucking.
It wants to eat that. It's going to
eat that thing out.
This is exactly.
Come on, man.
This is the same face Ted Bundy made before.
Before what?
Violently murdering people.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's what did happen, huh?
Yeah.
With old Ted.
Yeah, dude.
That seems like one of those cats, too, that have one of the putrid meows.
Look at the octopus.
I'm saying.
That's cute.
How is that cute?
Hey, he's a cute little guy.
Well, so when you said someone's neglectful grandfather's soul being stuck in there, like, that's the face.
He seems too happy about it. Hey, what if they're, you know, it'd be 10 times more terrifying if they were all like frowny or they were just like emotionless.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally. That would be so much more haunting.
Yeah.
Or they're all like mopey.
Yeah. Are they having fun? Doesn't look like it.
I feel like they're...
The janitor's like that. He's like, of course they're not having fun.
They've been in there for 35 years.
They've been here for a long time.
Who are you?
Mitchell, the janitor. I know about these paws. I don't fucking know.
And then you go to the front desk and you ask about Mitchell because one of the...
Mitchell died 5 years ago.
Yeah. The octopus talks to you and you're like, ah. Hi, has anyone seen Mitchell? Mitchell? Who's Mitchell? He's the janitor.
PowerPlay doesn't have a janitor.
We don't have a janitor here. Look at how fucking dirty it is.
Have you not seen all of the fucking, it's like a big, the thing to do at PowerPlay is just eat all the pizza but throw your crust on the ground.
Yeah.
It's just crust all over the floor. Have you not seen the crust? We pride ourselves on the crust on the floor. Why would we clean up the crust? That's our selling thing. It's the way we sell this place is with the crust on the floor.
Dude. I'm just imagining that there was a drug addict just walking around the front of Power Play, and they just caught him doing some art one day, and they're like, "Hey man, what if we give you $100? You want to just
genius.
You want to just cover the walls with whatever the fuck you got going on here?" And he's like, "Yeah, this."
Okay, well, if that's the case, I would be so satisfied if I walked back and like some fucking weird tweaker guy was just painted that up. I'd be like, oh my god, this is incredible. Thank you so much. Work.
Yeah.
The yellow fish, they're all barred the fuck out.
Yeah.
Look at them.
Yeah.
No idea what's going on.
Yeah, I'm still
that guy, that one in the back's on a perk 30 for sure.
I like the submarine cat a lot. I was gonna say
this is the
cat feels like a cat that makes those like putrid meows.
No, that cat is a predator.
You know like whenever you have like a you'll learn. You got some kittens now, but the cats sometimes when bad cats, I say. Bad kitties. When they're outside of a door, they do like...
Careful,
they don't do meow. And they paw at the door. It's like... That's what that cat makes. All day, alone in that submarine. Down in the ocean.
Do it again. What is it?
Okay. You're like, what the fuck is like? What is wrong? I say that to my wife sometimes. I'm like, why is the cat making that sound? He just wants attention. I'm like, fuck's sakes.
It's a bad pussy.
Yeah, that's true. It's a bad way to get it.
That is true.
I was going to say, you said bad kitty. You got to be careful talking like that.
Why is that?
You might brick some people up listening to this.
Are you bricked up with those tiny ass shorts?
Yeah, I am. Hey, man, you gave these to me.
I've been seeing some movement left and right over there, and I'm concerned.
I told you, just shred my shorts a little bit. You were like, I got this. I'm like, okay.
You kept complaining about the heat.
Yeah. Well, it gets muggy out here.
It's so hot.
So you kept saying.
This is Midwest.
Is it always this humid?
Yeah.
It was you every day.
Yeah.
We've been here.
It's sweating the backs of my kneecaps.
Yeah.
Is what I said.
Just a pocket of moisture in the back of your knees. every time you extend your leg, just a fucking big droplet of water just drops out.
Well, I brought up Power Play because it's also relevant. Because, okay, first of all, I didn't get to say that art extends into the bathroom. So when you're taking a piss, there's like weird ass animal faces.
Yeah, eyes looking at you.
And I, unlike these other stupid barcades where it's just like, ooh, it's fun, we're drunk and playing. Power Play feels like you don't even need alcohol. You just might like eat two churros and you're like, oh, I'm feeling kind of weird. And then you walk yourself back, you know, after drinking a XXX Diet Coke, you go take a piss. And as you're walking to take the piss, the hallway gets longer. The animals start talking to you. By the time you actually stand in front of the urinal.
I think that you're mistaken because I think that you say you don't need alcohol. I think that you desperately need alcohol to survive Power Play.
I guess it's Kansas City. Because they're already on drugs going in there.
It's true. The barcades, at least, it's just like, this is the worst fucking thing I hear at like an up-down, like a barcade. It's whenever you hear a guy and they're just like, oh, dude, I haven't played this since I was a kid.
Yeah.
All the time. Oh, dude, Michael, Mike, like yelling out and shit. And you're like, oh, God. And he's like, dude, it's a fucking effect.
Galaga, what the fuck?
I heard a guy say about pinball.
Yeah.
Who actually likes pinball machines? I like the aesthetic of pinballs. You like pinball machines?
Like this shit? Like that shit? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, like that.
Yeah, right? Like this bad little kitty.
What button
right?
are you pressing?
Like
there?
That?
Yeah. Bad kitty.
This is how you play pinball, right?
Yeah. You're, and you're like, you don't ever actually look at the machine. You're just looking at every single woman that passes.
Look at how fast I'm flicking the fucking thing.
No, you're
can
fucking...
you even see? Does it just look like a blur?
You got your arm
down, down there. Does it look like a blur? Yeah.
You got your arm over the top on the button. You're like, hey.
Oh, God.
Spitting on the knobs and shit.
Just
jerking off the spring knob.
Sir, you have
looking
to leave.
Dude.
We've been closed for 2 hours. We let you stay up here 2 hours after we've been cleaning up and stuff, but you have to go home now.
I'm not finished my
yeah. Can you put this in the microwave? I actually want it to be hotter than what it is right now. But yeah, no, I... goddamn.
Anyway, so I was just trying to say that when you take a second look at everything in there, you're like, it's kind of creepy, right?
Okay, let's raid this scary ass.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's like a supposedly this urban legend about a killer arcade machine that drives you insane.
Oh.
Power play?
Well, it could be a power play is where I was going with it.
Why don't you tell us about this?
All right, so the story as it's told normally begins in Portland. It's already a bad story.
Normally begins in Portland?
Yeah, I think it's saying it starts out normally in Portland.
Oh, okay.
Weird way of phrasing it. In the early 1980s. It involves crazy lines spurred by feverish word of mouth from local arcade gamers. And many of those gamers end up addicted, sick, and plagued by nightmares. Some tellers even...
Lack of sleep, bad diet, lack of social skills.
Too many IPAs.
Yeah.
And warm IPAs. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Some tellers even sprinkle in reports of the game wiping people's memory. No, dude, that's like the literal memory when they reset the machine.
Nice.
All right. Or even driving players to commit suicide? Okay.
Dude, maybe you're just fucking trash at the game.
Yeah.
You ever think of that?
Is this Call of Duty? Like,
the game was Modern Warfare 2.
All right. This is...
oh, God, the next paragraph?
Yeah.
That's just for starters.
The myth of Polybius. Polybius.
That was the game's
Polybius.
Name. Polybius?
Would have you believe that it was actually operated by the CIA? What did I tell you, dude?
Yeah.
They're behind everything. Or the CIA working with Atari. Or a company called, what the fuck is this? Citroën?
Senosloschen. Schlitterbahn. The water park company got involved.
CIA working with Atari, or a company called...
Senosloschen.
Senosloschen.
Which may have been German.
Ooh. Hello, CIA and Atari.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Was that a good German accent? I can't tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was great.
All right.
Which may have been German or may have been the U.S. government. Apparently, men in black would collect data from the machines from time to time.
This is stupid.
Yeah. What? Come on, man. What fucking fantasy? Who wrote this?
Well, I just love the idea of the CIA working with Atari. Hello, Atari. Thank you for meeting with us.
Yes.
It's like sitting down and acting like, we want to make people kill themselves.
Yeah, yeah, what do you say we do a different kind of game?
What is an extremely small market right now in whatever year? What year was this?
1980.
In 1980.
No, like, I could see the CIA actually wanting to do this.
Why?
They, you know, just Chad mentality. Just drive by an arcade bar and they're like...
Do you think that they even know what gamers are yet, though? That's like so new to like... like, has that stigma been formed yet, I guess?
I think so. Have you seen, like, those old videos of those guys getting, like, you know...
Jerked off?
Yeah. Records on Donkey Kong and... Like, who's that famous guy who, like, cheated all his high school?
Oh, I don't know. He always wears the American flag tie.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he was around in the 80s.
He definitely was, yeah.
But gamer wasn't a... like.
But I just mean, like, if someone's just like, these goddamn gamers, and they're like, fucking, like, I'm gonna go see Top Gun again in the theater. I'll be back. Like, I don't think that was, like, a real kind of...
This is a speedrun guy?
Yeah, that's the guy who cheated, did all that shit.
He cheated?
He's, like, a famous...
Because people would, like,
Billy
fuck
Mitchell.
With the gaming boards.
Oh, right.
Billy Mitchell.
No,
he had a bunch of records, right?
It's, like... pretty funny they have it. Like, it's, like, a convict. Yeah. Billy Mitchell. Gamer.
He rose to national prominence in the 1980s.
Well, yeah, the one, but it's just like that. But that must have been like, oh, Billy Mitchell. Yeah, that's that guy that does game. Like, I don't think it was as collected as like, oh, we're gamers. Yeah, I'd be like Billy Mitchell when I grow up.
when Life included him in a photo spread of Game Champions. That's what they were called. Game Champions.
I was about to say, they probably didn't call him gamers. They probably had some like stupid older name for them. Like it wasn't, you know, it was like a, you know, like some scientific shit where it's super long. You know, like Game Champion Enjoyer or Game Champion Engager, you know, something. And then over the years, it became Gamer.
Listen, Mom, I'm a Game Champion Enjoyer.
Yeah.
I didn't raise no goddamn Game Champion Enjoyer.
Yeah.
Your father's going to be livid. Hurry, put your 60-pound computer away before your father catches you.
Yeah.
And then when he tries
to go to football practice.
That's his dream, not my dream. I want to be a Game Enjoyer champion.
Then he tried to lift the machine and take it to the garage, and he was too weak, and his dad was like, see, this is why you'll never be a football player, because you're too busy trying to be a Game Champion Enjoyer. Then they started.
You'll never be Billy Mitchell.
Yeah.
You will never be Billy Mitchell. Starts tearing down the posters of Billy Mitchell in his room. This isn't you. You're
going to
work at the spaghetti. You're going to work at the spaghetti factory just like the rest of us.
What?
That's their family business.
No, just like
we started that.
No, we didn't. They just did the business.
You're heir to the spaghetti factory fortune.
They've been working at the line.
Yeah.
They're line cooks?
No, like,
dude,
like
in a factory. Like his parents left him. He doesn't know what factory workers are.
It's except the time that his mom or his dad beat the shit out of him.
That didn't happen. That's not real. That was a fictional story.
You showed me the pictures of her black eyes, and I thought,
stop!
Crazy.
It's a fictional story.
Yeah, that's about as factory worker as it got in Cody's family.
Now, we did this because we needed you to know what it was like having factory worker parents.
Now your world experience will be complete when you become a podcaster in 15 years.
wait, hold on. You're saying spaghetti factory, like the actual factory?
Yes, where they make spaghetti. See, this is...
Why is there a restaurant also called the Spaghetti Factory?
Is it called this? I've never heard of that before.
There is a Spaghetti Factory.
I've heard of Noodles & Company.
It's famous as fuck, is it not? Yeah. It's everywhere.
Nice, dude.
You heard of heard
Noodles
what?
& Company?
Nice.
It is famous, but, you know.
Where is the Spaghetti Factory? Where
I got a
find
noodle
one?
You could accompany.
Come on, dude. Come on, man.
The old Spaghetti Factory.
The old spaghetti. This shit smacks.
I've never heard of that before.
Oh, my God.
Is this like a California thing?
Portland, Oregon.
No, there's one in St. Louis.
Is there really?
Yeah, there is.
It. Look at it. Based in Portland. You think that's a
coincidence? Oh.
That's a little creepy.
Nice. Nice tag, dude. You knew that, right? Because we're joking about the family being in Portland.
I really hate that you have to have the old in that as well. The old Spaghetti Factory. The old Spaghetti Factory. Also, if you have a name like that, do not serve anything else besides a plate of spaghetti.
Yeah.
That is all you get to serve.
Yeah.
Well, we have some cheeseburgers. It's like, take that shit off the menu. It's literally like, we have one plate of spaghetti, one sauce, and you might get some bread. Yeah. You might.
Well,
it won't even be garlic. It's just like, we have some fucking like Wonder Bread. We might give you just like one that you can, you know.
That was Billy Mitchell's diet, dude.
Yeah. Billy Mitchell went to the old Spaghetti Factory every day and... The trade up for Donkey Kong and Pac-Man.
Dude, I was going to say, I bet you they had like weird like anti-gamer PSAs and like sex ed. They're like, first thing you need to know.
Do you want
to
be an absolute fucking loser? Then go to the arcade.
No, it was more subtle and way more condescending.
Okay.
You might know this as an Atari machine. You might know someone that plays them. They call themselves Game Champion Enjoyers.
He's been slobbering and dribbling all over this keyboard for the past 4 hours, doing nothing but eating peanut butter straight from the jar with his hands. Do you want this to be? He's like smoking a cigarette during the ad as well. Puts it on the kid's forehead. He's like,
If you know any Game Champion enjoyers, report them to an adult immediately.
That or drown them in your local pond.
Yeah. I want to see this game that supposedly the CIA developed. I was going to say, I thought this was like going to be...
Polybius.
That's
a great name. Almost like Morbius.
Polybus.
I thought it was going to be some weird Chad thing, you know, where this, or that's what I was envisioning. Like, you know, the CIA's like, look at these fucking nerds. We have to take them out.
Yeah.
You know? All right, let this rip.
Sick visuals.
Anybody would feel like killing themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a sudden urge to.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'm going to kill myself.
This is not real. This was definitely made like 3 years ago.
Is this footage from the actual game, or is this just like the intro?
This was made 3 years ago with stock footage.
Supposedly, yes.
This is supposedly footage from the actual game.
What's the game?
You just kill yourself. That's the game.
Yeah. There's like a guy like
first to kill. All right.
Suddenly in frame, like a guy in like a business suit runs in. So then you like you have to like just like jump over the fucking rings as they come. All right, in,
game enjoyer. It's now time for you to kill yourself.
Hello, game.
The final boss is you,
dude. If you are playing this, I think you're already on the edge.
You know, it's crazy. Like, look away from the screen right now. Look at my face. Do you still see that pattern?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I see it in the...
People couldn't process what that meant back in the day, and that's why they killed themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I see patterns!
Is there any other footage of this game? Like, I want to see it, like, in the cabinet.
This is really creepy, actually. Oh, there it is.
I just don't
get it. I bet you anything... It's going to suck. I bet you anything that when they're like, this drove people mad. It was just like kids that they didn't know... Did people know what epilepsy was back then?
Yeah, that's a good
point. Oh my God, he's having a seizure. This game's by the same
age. Yeah, that's... that's why like old guys think video games are violent because they just have memories of these games.
My son had the shakes for the most of his night.
Yeah, that triggered like untreated.
So I bought him
illnesses.
An Atari.
Yeah,
to help with the shakes.
ever since I got him the Atari,
I thought the colors would calm him down.
Yeah. You know,
he always liked Disney movies and all these bright, beautiful colors. So I turned this on while he slept, and as soon as he woke up, I'd put it right in front of his face for 3 consecutive hours.
You know, my son, he'd do the thing where he'd foam at the mouth.
Because he loved
We gotta
it.
Get another voice, too. We've been doing the voice that's like this. What's a different voice for the dad
in
this
the
situation?
50s?
Yeah.
Hello, son.
You think that would be? No?
Dad?
Dad? What the fuck happened to you?
What the fuck happened?
Hello, son. I became an elf. I just got a job at the spaghetti factory.
Is there any footage of Polybius in a cabinet?
Or
is
Polybius. This
the, yeah, well, like, externally, what did it look like?
Just search.
It's
like,
just a gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no. Dude, it's a gun with a TV screen on top.
It just keeps pointed at you?
It just keeps saying, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. Flashing in your face.
I'm a little bit creeped out that we're... investigating this right now.
Why?
Because I kind of feel like any sort of curse like this, you don't really fuck around with it.
That's such a dumb thing to say.
Shut up.
That was such a fucking dumb thing to say. We shouldn't be messing around with this kind of stuff, guys.
You don't think there's not like 0.5% of
zero.
Percent of your brain that right now is like, what if this is real?
Zero.
No.
Not at all.
No.
My boy, AVGN, already tackled it.
That guy.
And he's alive and strong.
That man is a game enjoyer.
Yeah, game.
No, that's champion. AVGN.
Who is that?
Angry video game nerd. He's like one of the quintessential. Do you both actually not know AVGN?
I know
you
of
be
him.
Fucking
I never watched
disgusted.
Him, no.
Why?
That's like an online legend. He's like one of the first people to like upload like fucking content to the internet. To be enjoyed, like he had his own website.
He's a game champion enjoyer.
Okay, is
he
still? He alive?
Probably is. Yes, he's
okay,
still
good.
Alive.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better about the curse.
Fuck's sakes! You know what, dude? I'm so livid that you guys don't know AVGN.
I know of him.
Fucking respect is due.
I wasn't that type of gamer, dude.
You don't have to be a gamer. You upload your little videos online. That should be enough.
No, all right. Well, look,
look at there he is.
Okay.
James Rawls.
Oh, yeah, I'll check out his stuff after this.
Well, I think...
Come on, man. You know what? There's going to be some people... There might not be a lot of people in your crowd of enjoyers. But there's going to be one or two where they're going to say, you guys don't appreciate James Rawls, and I think that's a shame.
No, because I never masturbated into a sock.
Yeah, I like enjoying things like having sex.
I do, too.
Yeah,
I do too.
Do you?
Yeah, you don't know.
No, actually, I don't. I hate.
They call me
time.
Sex enjoyer, champion.
Champion.
That's what my wife calls me.
Nice. Except you don't because you don't fuck feet.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, don't even sit up here and act like you really like sex.
Yeah, the most craziest guy. I never blink while I have sex. And it's
how do you know that just doesn't mean I'm into some crazy perverse family shit.
I think you only do missionary. and you close your eyes the entire time.
Close my eyes?
Yeah. Your eyes are this sealed the whole time. And you're like, please be over, please be over, please be over, please be over.
I think when you put your penis in, you say yucky.
Oh, slippery dippery. Oh,
yucky. Ew, it's so wet.
Mud pit.
Like when you put your hand into like a Halloween, yeah. like a haunted yeah. house yeah. like thing.
I think I feel what eyeballs. Oh, it's warm.
It feels like spaghetti.
Why is it warm?
Your bedroom is just Halloween themed.
Yeah.
They just look like pumpkins and stuff around the room.
Oh, it feels like brains.
Then Cody puts a fucking cardboard like the side of a box with a hole cut in it because he wants it to feel like a Halloween
Jesus
game.
Just,
this is exactly how I play pinball.
He puts his fingers through that shit. He's like, "Ooh, I love this game." Ooh,
yeah, put a quarter on top.
She's like, "Yay!
Where am I? What are we talking about?
I don't know.
I feel so lost. I'm like."
Oh, we're talking about arcade games.
Oh, yeah, Polybius. That's why I forgot, because I just...
Yeah, we watched Polybius, and we just totally brainwashed us, dude.
Do they still have, like, a Chuck E. Cheese and stuff like that? Do they still have the animatronic animals?
I have no idea. I don't think so, actually. I think that they...
Retired them?
I think so.
Why?
Let's look at some, like, a creepy-ass, like, you know, video of...
Yeah, because this...
They used to scare the fuck out of me.
Abandoned animatronics in an apartment. In an apartment?
Yeah.
Real life horror? Secret room!
Let it rip.
That's their own grammar, not mine.
Oh, come on. Cody's never seen a scary movie.
What is this? Why are you in there?
He's watching the corner of the screen right now. Bruh.
What the fuck? Oh.
Is this Terminator?
Oh, this is definitely scary.
It's this
happy birthday.
This really ruins it when yo, that's crazy.
Are you having fun?
It's just kind of, it hits different when you realize the inside of an animatronic animal is just like a dune buggy.
Are they gonna turn on, or is this just
No, it's just him, you know, it's supposed to be spooky. I would love to just be in the room of a guy just being like, there's a new place called Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
We gotta get it. This thing is red hot.
Yeah,
kind of thing, and then just being like, I have no idea how to make a fucking robot that dances.
Yeah,
I would love to talk to Chuck.
Do you think we could get a hold of him?
The main robot animal in Chuck E.
Cheese.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you think we could?
Hey, Chuck.
Oh.
Damn.
Shh. It's okay, baby. It's okay.
Come on, holy Chuck. God. What the fuck? Oh,
it's okay, Chuck, baby.
Fucking cheese.
We're so happy to be here. Thank you for having us. Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah, who are you, dude?
My name is Gregory Cheese.
Gregory Cheese.
This is my living boy.
What?
We're your sort of living
partners.
Boy?
We're business partners. We're life partners. He's sort of my dad. He's sort of my boyfriend.
That's right.
That is a complicated.
That's right, buddy.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on.
You got it right.
We are happy to be here. We've been trying to get press for a while now.
Yeah.
Oh, this is, I don't think this is press. I think this is just like
we're
a conversation.
We're happy to do the rounds.
Everything.
Shoot us a question.
Well,
what do you got?
Well, press for what? What are you promoting?
Yeah.
What are you...
The reunion tour.
Of Chuck E. Cheese?
Back out. Yeah.
What is your guys' band's name again? What?
Let's see. It's been a while. It's been about 20, 30 years.
20, 30 you have
years,
not
yeah.
aged well.
Yeah, bro.
Well,
if I could just make a statement right now, you look horrible.
Yeah, you look rough, man.
You know, because
and you come in
come
with
at him like that.
20 years of smoking.
Who? Also, the small. I hate to say child. Like I don't know. I can't. But
yeah,
bouncing on your knee.
42, 43. I'm 46.
You're definitely not 46.
I spend a lot of time.
You're definitely not
46.
You're definitely
not in a while.
I'm in my 60s.
You definitely are in your 60s. You are not 46.
Yeah.
That's what he tells me.
That's a lie. Having him this small is such a tiny child.
Yeah.
Bouncing on your knee.
Wait. Maybe he's from St. Louis. Maybe he's like radiated. Yeah,
he could be. He's like,
are you from St. Louis?
You want to see me do a backflip from one of his knees to the other?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Holy shit.
There he goes. All right. That's my little guy.
Your voice sounds so abhorrently different.
Like I said, it's been a long time.
Wait, yo.
20 years of smoking hookah.
You sound like fucking Mickey Rourke in The Wrestler, where the fuck that movie was.
You guys got it?
I think he has a...
You oddly look... Hey, are you just Mickey Rourke?
You know, I got a sense of humor about these things. I can take it.
It's funny now, but you gotta throw some respect on his band's name. They played more sold-out shows than Kiss, than the Foo Fighters.
Chuck, respectfully, man, you know, just... Sure. I gotta ask.
Yeah.
Is that a stoma? Do you have a...
Yeah, you know... All that hookah, it really does work on the esophagus.
Hookah. He's obsessed with the hookah.
So they had to drill a hole in my old neck.
You don't have to demonstrate.
I can fuck it. Sometimes I fuck the hole.
I pop out this thing.
Oh, God.
You want to see something cool?
Smells.
Oh,
smells.
Okay, let me pop it back in.
Oh, God.
We got all sorts of tricks in our arsenal. Sometimes he pegs himself with his tail. Yeah. I suck him off in the front. His cum tastes like Sprite.
That's the best part. And then he'll sometimes give me a little kiss afterwards.
I'll give him a little kiss afterwards.
It's the sweetest thing.
I'm a good boy. Sometimes he chokes me in the ticket tornado while I jerk off. And then when I come, it looks like a damn Jackson Pollock in there. It's crazy.
Yeah, you see, because even though we live in a small place here in Santa Monica, or out in Santa Monica, rather, we still got room for some of our favorite games.
What type of music are you guys going to be playing now that you're back out? Is it more of the same?
Pop country.
Your voice is...
Pop country.
Pop country.
Pop country, mostly about cheese, pizza, video games, all that sort of stuff.
Is it still aimed at children, or is it...
Yeah, but it's good for the whole family.
You don't have a typical pop country voice. Can you try to fit into that register of like a... An Alan Jackson or something? Or like a...
Well, playing down a
holy
fucking season, man.
Damn!
Fucking
wow.
Okay. He still got it.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying.
If I give you a line, could you sing a line?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Boots on the dirt, honey in the hills. I think this is a good time.
Oh, my God.
Well, boots in the dirt and the honey in the hills. I think this is a good time.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Chuck, you are the light of my life. To my heart. I love you so much.
Excuse me.
You were going to have to clean that up.
Yeah.
you was just saying something real sweet. I'm sorry. I had a little phlegm I had to clear out.
Every time you sing, it's like the first time I met you.
I know, little buddy.
The first time you met, when was that?
Yeah, when did you
meet? How did you guys meet?
He's 6 years old, tops. So.
I'm 44 years old! I grew up in a Chuck E. Cheese that had negligent parents!
Do you have Simon Birch disease?
I've never seen that film.
Hey, listen, let me answer this. He's got a little problem with... Look, cover your ears, please. He's got a problem with his endocrine system.
Okay.
Right? What? His endocrine system.
Okay.
And I ain't a doctor.
No.
But one thing I do know. Is that this kid's heart wasn't affected by no endocrine disease. Let me tell you. But everything else in his little fucked up body sure was.
It's really hard to tell if he's crying because his giant animatronic eyes are just staring right at us.
Well, don't mind the eyes.
Stop looking at me while you say it.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I get real emotional about this little guy. But to answer your question, we first met in 1985. I think it was. He was there for an AYSO soccer game.
Uh-huh.
Champion. They had lost.
Yeah.
And this little guy was crying in the corner, and I came up.
Saddest day
in
my life.
And I said, hey.
But the best.
Little buddy, what's going on? He came. There's no crying in Chuck E. Cheese. What are you thinking here? And he turned and he looked up at me, and what did you say?
I said, Jesus Christ, are you fucking Chuck E. Cheese himself? And then my dad left.
He lit up, and yeah, your dad hit the bricks.
He hit the bricks.
I mean, I don't know what the deal was.
I don't know. He's not a good guy. He's a weird guy.
But yeah, that was it. And then since then, we've been absolutely inseparable.
So how did you break it to the band when you were like, hey, guys?
You know, they're used to getting their fair share of bad news. You know, there were plenty of nights where I couldn't perform. And they had to go home, and that was without pay. So,
wow.
Yeah.
What would stop you from performing back in the day?
Too much hookah.
He was fucked up on hookah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just straight hooking.
Couldn't get enough of this stuff.
The guy's hooked on hook.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
There was
just tobacco, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure.
But after a certain point, it's like,
it gets
you go fucking
it gets you real
you go fucking crazy on this
You
shit.
Know, I'm a giant rat, you see? So the way that it affects me is a little bit different than my affect you.
Right. Yeah. He's a rat that smells like cheese all the time. He's fulfilled.
Yeah. I mean,
It's okay. Shh, calm down. Chuck.
Calm the fuck
you
down.
You need to calm down.
I was going to say.
I have
Holy hell.
I have valve
I'm
real
trying
quick.
To.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Jesus. You guys want any of this?
No.
Oh, that's a good shit. Oh, man. See, what would I do without
you? It's an exfoliant.
You know, this guy's so smart. You could ask him anything.
Ask me anything about the world.
Some trivia.
Ask me anything about the world. Current events. Anything going on.
Who's the president?
Chuck.
That's right, buddy.
Chuck.
Oh, bro.
Right.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Okay.
Why are you groaning? That's so funny.
Right. An animatronic giant rat is not the president of the United States of America.
Like, you guys would know. Like, you guys would know. They don't know what they know. They're stuck out.
Don't
with
whisper.
You.
Don't whisper it into his ear.
No, that's what I'm saying, Chuck.
It's weird.
That's what I'm saying,
it's
Chuck.
Weird, man.
Give me a little kiss right here. Give me a little kiss.
Don't give him a kiss.
Bad. Oh, no. You still bad.
I just think how small the kid is.
Yeah.
You know
so
that.
Tiny.
But he swears. What? I mean.
Oh my God! Look at that.
Yeah, I love when you.
What
do
if
that
he is a tiny man?
You're just looking.
I'm just annoying.
I know you.
I guess I'm just a annoying little fucking bitch.
Hey guys.
Yes, 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 yes.
Jesus Christ.
Now I forget what I am sometimes with this little guy. I'm just so. Sexually attracted to you.
Okay.
It's all crazy right. Because
hey,
you are my
just,
father figure
yo,
and
thanks for stopping by,
yeah,
Chuck.
You know, excuse me. He went from being just a little guy.
Are you okay?
Crying in my restaurant.
I was lost.
In the hell.
I was
I think
scared.
His back
I, you
is
know
aching.
What's crazy, Greg?
Look, his
you know,
back
you
is
know
aching.
What's crazy?
Yeah, Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
Now
he's going to
no
catch on fire.
Crying.
Oh, yeah.
You are
dude, he's going to catch on fire.
Not
he's fire. Leaking.
That's right.
You see that? He's leaking. He's
you.
Leaking fuel.
No.
Oh, Christ.
I love you so much,
oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, dude, he's on fire.
Oh, thank
you.
Yo,
Chuck. Yo, dude, you're literally on fire right now.
That happens. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
Why don't you just go take care of that? Because we're in a big crop field. Yo, you're fucking. Dude,
we got
it. Dude,
it's getting bigger, dude.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's getting bigger, dude. You're all.
And early 23. We're going on tour, baby. See you out there.
He's engulfed in flames.
It's okay, but hey. May the Lord be with you, and thank you so much for it.
You're going to die.
You're going to die.
God
you're
God.
Out
you gotta see the
wait, now you're
sometime.
Singing.
Father, Son, and the Holy Chuck.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's time to go, I guess.
It's time to go. Let me hop on your
okay,
bed.
Hop on, what? Little buddy. There we go.
You will die with him.
I got to say, that was way, way different than I thought it was.
A lot of our guests have... pedophilic tendencies.
Seriously. Yeah.
When are we going to get just like a nice guy popping out of that cornfield? No, Babe was nice.
Was he?
I mean, not nice.
Babe
but...
was, I mean, was he anything?
Could you understand
yeah.
one
I
thing
I
he said?
Understand, yeah.
I mean, in that way, I guess he was nice because he wasn't offensive, you know? And he hit us
that's
with
true.
A lot of woo. You
know? He did have the woo. Okay, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
Kind of nice.
Yeah.
He was a good guy. Have you ever thought about how much money your parents spent on you in a Chuck E. Cheese? Did you go to Chuck E. Cheese a lot?
Yeah. I did.
Did you? Or yeah. like any place like it?
Well, yeah, a couple
I would
of
say
times.
Once a quarter.
Do you just refer to your life as in like a tax bracket? Like a tax
like a business quarter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Once every okay. business quarter.
Yeah.
Man's making money left and right. Yeah. Money's on the mind all the time. Once a quarter, maybe?
Yeah.
That's still a lot, actually.
Four times a year.
Is that what yeah. your parents would say? Oh, Cody, you did great in school. It's time for your
quarterly
bonus just came in.
It's time
taking you to Chuck E. Cheese.
Quarterly Chuck E. Cheese.
We're proud that you didn't have to take your business to H&R Block and you did it yourself this year. So for quarter three celebration, we're going back to Chuck E. Cheese.
Damn, you lived in Severance, bro.
It was exactly like that.
I would always go there just to play games. It never even really hit me to like until way too late at Chuck E. Cheese of like, oh, damn, I can actually use these tickets to get shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was always curious, like, did you guys as kids, was your game, like, I'm going to try to get as many tickets as possible?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You always try to profit.
Spider rings, inflatable Hulk, you know, like, not figure, but just like a inflatable Incredible Hulk or whatever. All that shit. Seeing the prize, the gift shop or, like, the prize table area was like the, especially as a kid when it's just, like, all this shit. Means so much more to you versus when you're older, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like that kind of optimism.
You always aim for the big shit and then you got to settle for the candy.
Well, I never aim for the big shit because I was like, there's no way. Like all this stuff that was like, back in the day, it was like getting a PS2 or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was like fucking 4 billion tickets or something. I'm like, I probably can't get
it. Kind of true. Like teaches you early on that like shit is stacked against you. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of.
It's kind of like a because you walk in there and you're like, I know that this is not possible. It's just here to taunt me and to get me to buy more tickets. It's like an early lesson in like capitalism.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think. I would never even lift my eyes, probably because I was short, but I would never even lift my eyes that high on the back wall because it was almost like it was so far beyond even that it was so like far beyond like as like a possibility. My eyes always just went to the top row. I'm like, well, I'll get some candy and I'll be happy.
What's
with
the thing
that.
Is like who in the right? I mean, like when you like play a game, you're like, oh, I did pretty good. And you get 7 tickets and you like look up and you're like, oh, that's cool. They have a PS2 here.
Yeah.
You see that's like, you know, 400,000 tickets or something crazy. You're like, who has that? Even as a child, I'm like, who has the time?
Yeah.
Well, we know someone who does have the time.
That's what I was going to say is there's this whole movement of people who focus on profiting in an arcade and places like Dave and Buster's and Main Event. They developed systems for this, which I thought was pretty interesting. And
they were those people that as a child looking at that thing, they were like, no, this is not, I'm going to beat this and well, I'm going to get this.
You're saying that he's brave and I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sat there, he said, the gods were looking back at him. They said, you can't have this. And he looked back and he said,
yes, I can.
I will.
Yeah.
Which is pretty badass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's really cool whenever you say it like that. But when you say it like a you know, place kind of thing, it doesn't sound as like epic, but it is. It's awesome.
No, yeah, definitely. Yeah, exactly. So this is him. I guess this is probably his favorite game, I think. And this is, you can just skip to him just
what is that called?
Gridiron Blitz.
Gridiron Blitz.
Yeah, just fast forward to him right in the middle.
And he kind of talks through, you know, how to like really max out on this with like the jackpot and hitting the jackpot as far as tickets go.
Watch this.
Look at our mans. Look at that.
God damn.
Yeah, dude.
Like a feral raccoon.
He told us that he'll do this or he'll you know, he'll pull up on like some jocks thinking that they're going to rip through this because they were like D3 athletes or whatever.
And he'll wipe the floor.
He'll wipe the floor with them, and they'll buy him drinks, and you know he'll be like, "Dude, buy me a drink, and I'll smoke this for you. You know, I'll get you some tickets." And so he's making it work on all angles.
Oh, dude, Fast and Furious, Paul Walker, right?
Fucking yeah, that game sucks.
Really?
Yeah, it's not a good game.
Why?
It's not good.
Because he's a racing expert now. Mm. Anytime there's a racing thing, he's just like, "This isn't really what."
No, it's not even that. It's like there are shitty like arcade racing games that are fun, like Rush 2049. Remember that?
Oh, that's a good game. The only one I really remember is like Pacific USA or whatever.
Cruising USA?
Cruising USA.
That was for N64 too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
God,
dude. USA. Nice,
I used to play that game.
You're just trying to.
The only one I remember is fucking Area 51 and the Cruising USA one at CC's Pizza.
Area 51 is a classic. I will play the shit out of that anytime I see it.
It's like such a fun it's just such a fun game, but then also just in terms of design,
everything,
like the live action people coming in being like,
yeah,
running out whatever, and then like the ugliest alien ever is just like, ah.
I'd always shoot that first. He was the first dude in the first level. He'd pop up in front and he'd be telling you, he'd be like, come on, I'd fucking clean every time. Every single time.
How do you guys remember this shit? My childhood was just too sick.
Well, because I went to an up-down and I played Area 51 and I was like, dude, I haven't played this since I was a kid.
Area 51, dude. Oh. Yo, Brett, come check this shit out, dude.
You know what else?
He's doing coke in the bathroom, I think.
You know what else is a great racing game?
He's getting a hand job in the bathroom by himself. He's jacking off in the bathroom.
Yeah, because I fucked his girlfriend last year and she broke up with him.
Yeah. He's such a pussy.
Yeah. I don't want to be with her anymore because she was annoying.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you know what I love? At up down, there's always, without fail, some big guy and you just see his back and he's always doing this.
And what is it? What is he doing?
He's some kind of game. He's like,
he's just playing some fucking game. Yeah, just like,
and he gets up and he's sweaty. He's like,
yeah.
He appears around the whole room. Tastes that fucking warm-ass IPA that's, like, steaming, like, fresh coffee. He's like,
almost got the high score.
Yeah, bro. I watched two guys. I took a picture of them because I just thought it was funny, and I'm an asshole. But I saw these two guys at Updown
that's so funny.
Playing N64 in the daytime. Yeah.
Hey! Hey! A kid sitting right next to him playing, like, Gauntlet Legends, just like...
Wizard or the red wizard?
Just dude, don't touch the machine. I just came on it.
Dude, just smoking a 9-year-old in Marvel versus Capcom, and the kid has no idea that this dude's nuts are just out, just banging against the machine.
The whole time he's screaming, he's like, "The kid's like, why are you screaming?"
Oh, man, just fucking.
That's what I don't like in all these places, though. You know what's the one thing I could never see again and be totally happy with?
What?
It's fucking big Jenga.
Yeah.
Like, you know what's cool about going to a bar and seeing a giant Jenga thing? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing good.
Knocking
about
it over?
You ever played?
Or yeah, and then it knocks over and it just disrupts the entire area.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, we're playing. And they like restack it again.
It's
and
loud as fuck. Sounds like gunshot.
Yeah, it's like, fucking worst. God. And they're like, oh, dude. And once again, there's always a person that goes up. They're like, dude, big Jenga.
Yeah. Right, they got big Jenga.
Nice.
It's like the little one, but bigger.
Dude, I had this one as a kid. Dude, my grandma.
Died.
She's dead.
From the Jenga. From the big
from the Jenga. She used to eat the pieces. She choked.
It's too bad we didn't have this. We could have killed her faster. Yeah, you
she
know
wouldn't
what I mean?
Have been able to eat it. So my game would still be around.
Nah, dude. My grandma would be going in on this wood, dude. She'd be fucking housing it,
like
bro.
A big piece of corn.
My grandma had neck, dude. She could throat this fucking thing.
Anyways, did you want some from the bar, dude?
Yeah, or like, I'm yeah,
you want an IPA?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. We're going to do Coke in the bathroom if you guys want to join us as well.
The large games I could live without forever.
Yeah.
Because there's large Jenga, and then there's also the large
Connect 4.
Connect 4.
Yeah.
You ever played the drinking game Jenga, though? Where you write rules on each Jenga thing?
Oh, like maybe like once in college. And then I was like, this is
it's like,
fucking
your
lame.
Pants, and you pull it. Oh,
dang it.
You got to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come your pants without touching yourself.
Yeah. You got to do it.
Okay.
Why are all these like dares and shit handwritten?
No, they are. That's the point.
Oh, I thought
everyone
like
that comes
print.
Over,
well, there's
you
one
pull
that
an empty one, you
I have,
there on it.
I have the seen thing. The one where it's like the corporate version, but it's always just like, I don't know, tell somebody a secret.
Yeah, I thought it was
what
that.
The fuck
yeah,
is
we
that?
Would play that
yeah.
once a quarter.
Once a quarter.
Yeah.
It's true.
All right, now, Cody, you can either drink with your friends in the basement while we get the keys, or we go to Chuck E. Cheese. You're like 20, fucking 25.
Well, dude. Okay.
Oh, Chuck, for sure.
Dad, Chuck.
I will say for my 21st birthday, I went to Chuck E. Cheese and I ordered pizzas from Chuck E. Cheese.
Damn.
Because I was like, you know, this is, or I was 19. I was like, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
And it was just really bad. I was like, I really wish I would have just like invested the money into something else because this pizza was really, really bad.
Was it fucked up? That's the
I don't remember. Yeah. Well, my God, Shane Dawson has brought the truth to the world. And if you guys haven't seen that conspiracy theory video, you need to go check it out.
He got sued for that shit.
Wait, no. So speaking of, wait, hold on. Because if we don't got Michael, I do have to say this. You know, on the topic.
Hey, tell
of,
me, dude.
On the topic of money and arcades.
Mm.
So we talked to them before this, and he, I want to tell the people what he told us, right? First of all, we asked him, you know, or someone on the team asked him, what would our fucking plan of attack be? And he gave us like this Ocean's 11 breakdown of the whole like Dave and Buster's run. He was like, first we're going to start it. I don't know, whatever the hell it
the
was.
The water game, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to start at, you know, Poppy Ball, and we're going to spend a quick $20 there, and we'll just bang it out. Boom, that'd be 200 tickets right there. And then we're going to slide up over, and he had like a map, and he was pointing out the whole like path that we would take around Dave and Buster's, and we didn't really ask him to go into that much detail, and he just ran through the whole thing. And we were kind of like, yo, wait, we should talk about this on camera. And he just didn't stop.
No, no.
Didn't stop.
And the funniest part
is, I want to say it here.
At the beginning, he was like, I'm not gonna divulge all my secrets. Like,
guys,
I'm not, like,
don't press me because I'm not going to say it.
And then he was just, okay, and we were like, so what's the plan? He was like, well, let me just lay it all out for you.
And the speed at which he told us all these machines, and then by the end of it, he was like, and bam, right there, 100,000 tickets. Or some absurd number. I was like, how the fuck? And I'm like, you could just do this. He's like, oh yeah, a couple hours, no problem.
It's like, there was a time where every week, like, it would be a down week if I didn't like buy at least two iPad Pros or win two from Dave and Buster's.
Yeah,
I guess I'm curious. So I'm guessing he flips these.
Yes,
but it's
no.
Like,
no, he just has a shit ton of iPad
Pros.
Yeah,
he just keeps them. What if he's just a serial unboxer? That's how he should flip
it. Hey, there's big money in that on YouTube.
Yeah. That's true. How much money?
You must be very interested.
How much money do you make
unboxing things? Have you ever talked to that toy kid?
Week? Yeah, this week,
hey
guys,
that would actually be such a genius, like, funny video, like a like just like iPad opener, 225 or something like that. He's like, hey guys, we do have the iPad Pro. It's like every time the same delivery, same script every time. Okay, very cool. Yeah, no, I really love what they did with the body. And then, but then the thing is that they're gonna make more iPad Pros.
Yeah,
and it just evolves over time. So then it becomes like these weird chapters of like weekly videos. If you're in two iPads a week, two videos a week of the same thing. You look through the thumbnails and it's just like, oh my god,
that would be hard as fuck, and they all have 3 million views.
He just is making like hundreds of thousands of dollars on just ad revenue alone.
Yeah, and it's like it's like way easier than commentary videos. Like,
yeah,
like anyone who like sits there and like commentates on like, you know, culture and stupid shit like that, like they have to like put in all that effort, and he just sits there and he unboxes iPad Pros that he paid himself to win. Basically,
let me ask you a question, Noel.
Yeah.
And Cody, don't answer this. Which would you like to do more? Would you like to unbox iPads on YouTube, or would you like to watch Darman videos and comment on them? Which would you rather do? And be honest.
I would love to unbox
iPad. Okay,
same iPad twice a week.
Fuck yeah!
You can't change the video.
I like racing. What do you think racing is? That shit is just living in a loop.
That's true.
It's life or death at a point, right?
Yeah, but it's still like kind of like really like it's so programmed, like slow down, turn in.
Well, yeah, but the whole thing is getting your nut off on like, will I beat my, you know, like my personal record or whatever.
That's what I'd be doing. I'd be trying to speed run the unbox.
Can't do that. That's the flow of it. Is every video, it's like an orchestrated, like, almost like, it's like a David Dobrik vlog. They're all the same time. Like,
yeah. Yeah, you unbox the iPad and then you shoot your friend in this chest.
You could do that. Is that what happened?
Basically. No. Okay, you're right. What I would do is I would see if I could nail a perfect time every time I did my unboxing video.
You know what I try to do if I had no unboxing videos? I would, over time, it'd be the same thing, but out of nowhere, I would slowly add in little things of like a backstory. Like one video, you'd be like, wow, so even the box is nice. You hear a knock on the door. Hey, blah, blah, blah. And it's like one little conversation. But then this evolves over time to where right. You open the, like, you're, it's like, you don't even get to the box. He, like, just, it's just a image of the unopened box, and you just hear a guy fucking break into the door, screaming, motherfucker,
where's my fucking money?
Whatever. He's like, and it's like this whole thing, and the video's like 3 hours long, and it's just silence for the most of it, because something happened, and it's like the video just kept recording. Wouldn't that be sweet?
Yeah.
Dude, let's do this.
Does the iPad ever get reviewed?
Don't touch me. Silent. No, it's not about, honestly, dude, enough.
I just feel like it's unfair for the people coming to see the iPad get reviewed.
Fuck them, dude. Fuck the viewers.
Yeah, fuck the viewers.
Every time.
By the way, I just have to say that Michael told us some really interesting things about being what he describes as an advantage player. Yeah, I think he's bailed. Yeah, he's for sure not pulling up.
I mean, which, like, is I respect that so goddamn
much. What I love more is that we have been on a Zoom with him to prep this, and he's like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
yeah. And like, he was like,
he's like,
really,
eh,
like prompt to that Zoom call too.
I know.
But, well, no, we also have to tell him, like, he wouldn't he told us his moneymaker is Gridiron Blitz, and he was like, I will not
divulge that information.
Because Cody said, he said, oh, I won't tell all my secrets. No. He very specifically said, I will not tell you the trick to Gridiron Blitz.
Yeah.
And he made it seem like even if we took him to Guantanamo.
Would you have pressed him today would you have tried to get
Well, there's a fucking video of him doing it. We just watched it.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's something where it's like, you can see the video, but you don't know the magic.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might see what's in front of your eyes, but you don't know how it's
done. You
don't
have these
hips. I would have. I would have asked him, like, what could possibly be the trick here? Like,
no. What if you just do that?
Michael.
Jesus.
Huh? Michael.
Yeah.
There has to be some, you know, because we can see you play it. So,
mm-hmm.
what type of trick are we talking about here? Is this a timing thing?
What if it was just that? How would you respond to that?
I'd be like, Michael, we're gonna tell everyone your fucking address.
That's good. Okay, yeah. That's a good idea. Yeah. Oh, okay, fine. I'll tell you. What if he said this? He's like, let him come.
Yeah.
I'll be ready. Yeah, like what? You pulled up to the apartment complex or wherever the fuck he lives or something like that, and you just hear like, you're like, what is that? Yeah, as you approach his deal,
what the fuck is that?
Yeah,
is that an insect?
Fucking, you're such a young piece of shit, dude.
Oh, what can I say? I'm 19.
I'm 19. You, I can believe that.
Yeah.
If I met you for the first time, you're like, hey, I'm Noel. I'm 19. I'd be like, okay, I'd believe that entirely.
What would you think Cody was?
23.
Am I a part of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were.
Hey, you know, to be a part of a conversation, you have to jump in at any time. Just let you know.
Fucking hard.
You just set. You open your mouth and you just. You just jump in.
Well, you just don't stop.
I'm a chatty Cathy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's always running his mouth.
Yeah.
You just smack him like you hit your mom, dude.
Like your dad hit your mom. The way your dad brutally assaults your mom.
Stop.
Not even a joke. This is real.
No, it's not real.
100% real.
I'm done with this. Can we wrap this episode up? We got stood up by this man.
That
I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. That did hit my ego just a little bit.
No, that makes it so funny.
I feel so funny. Kind of bad.
About
the guy flipping fucking iPads on eBay didn't show up.
Yeah, he looked at both. He looked at
this guy.
He looked at all three of our YouTube channels. He was like 2.6 million, 5 million, 10 million. Fuck these guys.
It's not worth the time.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I mean, well, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
I don't give a fuck. Fuck the audience.
No, that's cool.
Good man.
All right, thanks for watching episode 3 of Meat Locker.
Hey, hope you enjoyed the episode about arcades.
Yeah.
Did you learn something? Let us know in the comments.
What a disingenuous thing to say. You don't fucking care if they learned anything.
Dude, I hope that they learned a lot.
Yeah?
I care desperately. I deeply care.
Well, damn.
Bye.
You killed it, dude.